Welcome to Dharma Dialogues, a children's podcast series on the Yakshaprashnam, a wise and wonderful dialogue from the Mahabharata. Just a little something to keep in mind as you listen to these stories. We tell these stories to spark reflection, not to give strict answers.
These stories are told with love and respect from the Hindu tradition, with guidance from elders in our community. Anyone can listen, learn, and even interpret the stories in their own way. All we hope is for young minds to grow in curiosity, courage, and compassion.
As we are learning and growing with you, any mistakes along the way are completely unintentional. Please feel free to reach out to us if you have any questions or feedback.
Now, on to the episode.
My dear ones, to Dharma Dialogues. In our last conversation, we learned about rain, the gentle gift from the heavens that wakes up the earth. Today, we continue our journey with the Yaksha's next question, one that digs a little deeper.
Deeper? Like into the soil?
Exactly. The Yaksha asked Yudhishthira a question about what is the best treasure that lies beneath the ground. Let's jump right into the question.
Tell me, Yudhishthira, of all the things that are buried, what is the greatest?
Things that are buried? Maybe treasure? Like gold and jewels hidden in the earth? I've heard that some places in the world have underground mines filled to the brim with gold. Could that be it?
That's a very common thought. People often think of buried riches, but Yudhishthira, with his calm and wise heart, gave a much more beautiful answer.
The seed, O Yaksha.
The seed? Really? But a seed is so small. Why is it greater than buried treasure or gold? Gold and jewels are worth so much money. What value can a seed bring?
Ah, my little one. Think of what happens if you bury gold. It just stays there, silent and cold, sleeping forever under the earth. However, when you bury a seed, something magical happens. It wakes up. It breaks open, reaches for the sky, and turns into a tree, or a plant, or a flower. It gives fruit, shade, beauty, and life.
That's amazing! A seed is like a hidden surprise, waiting to bloom.
Exactly. The seed is not just buried, it is planted. And from that planting, the whole world can change. One tiny seed can grow into a great forest that shelters birds, feeds animals, and gives shade to travelers. It is a miracle that starts in silence, deep in the dark soil. A seed is what gives food. If you think about it, all life in our world is sustained by the seed.
That's amazing! A tiny seed is so valuable. But is there also a deeper meaning? More than just plants?
Yes, there is. I'm glad you've understood that all of the Yaksha's questions and Yudhishthira's answers have a deeper meaning beyond the surface. For this question, think of it like this. Your heart is like a patch of soil. If you plant good seeds into your heart, good things will grow and bloom. However, if you plant bad things, it gives rise to the same.
Oh, what does that mean?
Let's say you plant good seeds in your heart. For example, through prayer, devotion, listening to your parents, and being a compassionate and kind person. Good things will bloom from these seeds. Just like how a beautiful flower blooms out of the ground.
That's so beautiful. So, when Yudhishthira says the seed, he means both the real seed in the soil and the spiritual seed in our hearts.
Exactly. The physical world and the spiritual world are never really separate. Just like a seed starts small but becomes something great, prayer, good habits and good deeds can bloom into a life filled with love, kindness and connection to the divine.
I'll remember that. Every time I see a plant grow, I'll think of the seeds in my own heart too.
That's wonderful to hear. With that, we have our proverb for today. A seed may vanish into the soil, but it returns as life itself. What seeds are you planting in your life right now? Is there a small habit, prayer, or kind action that you can nurture every day, even if you can't yet see the result? Write it down and imagine how it might grow. If you'd like to share your reflections or thoughts with us, we would love to hear from you at dharmadialogues108@gmail.com. Who knows? We might even share your ideas in a future episode. Now, let your heart rest on what you've learned today, just like a seed in warm soil. We will meet again soon for the next part of our journey. Until then, may your inner garden flourish.